Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Aleph, the last line of Daf Chaf Amud Beis at the new Mishnah and the previous Mishnah at the bottom of Daf Yutes Amud Beis taught us in Meichel Lehem B'Mechub L'Kaka that we can't sell a guy any property in Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Yisib Reb Chanina explained, and we also saw in the Braisa that the Pasuk in Pasha Veschanan states, when the son of Hashem L'Kecha L'Fanecha V'Kisa Macharim Tachrim Oysam L'Sichreis Lehem Bris V'Leisichanim, and since the Pasuk states L'Sichanim, so we learn out L'Sitalem Chanina Bekaka, and therefore certainly it's also to sell houses or sodas to a guy in Eretz Yisrael, as we don't want them to have a hold on Eretz Yisrael. And in our Gemara we will see that's an additional reason why you can't sell a soda to a guy, as will be mafkia mimaisa. And let's keep in mind that based on the pasuk of leisichanim, so the only thing that should be asar is to sell any property in Eretz Yisrael to a guy, but it should be mutter to sell them a property out of Eretz Yisrael, and it should also be mutter to rent them a property in Eretz Yisrael. However, as we will see, that potentially the Rabbanu were Geiza, Schiris, Atu Mechira, and Chutzlar, it's Atu Eretz Yisrael. And as we will see in our Mishnah, there will be a machlekes between Ramei and Rabbi Yisi, and our Mishnah begins with the Sheet of Ramea, and Ramea teaches us that just like there's an Issa to sell any property to a guy in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore, in Maschirul and Batim Eretz Yisrael, Vein Tzarech Lemisadais, and you're not allowed to rent houses to a guy in Eretz Yisrael, and certainly you can't rent a Sada to them. And as Rashi explains, and as we already explained, that when selling a sada to a guy, there are two isurim involved. As number one, there's an issa of leisichanim, and number two, you'll be mafkia this kaka from Isar. And Ramea continues to discuss an area called Syria, and as Rashi states, Aram Seva, that this refers to Syria, v'smuchel Eretz Yisrael, and it's right next to Eretz Yisrael, the Kivsha David v'chibrol Kedushas Eretz Yisrael shalei al pi dibra uvelei shishim ribui, and he did so shalei al pi dibra, as he didn't ask to earn v'tumim, and he also did not have 600,000 yidin, and v'kari le kibush yachid. And although we will see in the Gemara that Ramei holds that kibush yachid shmei kibush, however, even so, b'negei this gzira, the Rabbanan did not give it the full status of Eretz Yisrael, and it considered it a separate area, and therefore Ramei continues over Surya, and we continue on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, that Maschirul Lehem Batim Avalei Sadais, that although the Rabbana did not make a Gzira of Schira Atu Mechira in Syria, however they were Geiza Schiris Atu Mechira B'negeya Sada, and Rashi in our Mishnah explains this then based on the Havim of the Gemara that there is no Issa Mechira in Syria, as Syria is not considered part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Rashi explains Maschirul Lehem Batim V'lei Gezrin Atu Mechira Dinami Asla De Mechira Le'ovah Deraisa, as even if you sell land to a guy in Syria, you would not be able to issa deraisa the chik siv leisitlam chania b'Eretz Yisrael k'siv the chishiv chaniyasa umiyu mechir lechatchil loy the gazvim meshum mechir d'Eretz Yisrael, while the rabbanon would still geiza schiris ato mechir b'negei asada, and as Rashi states avalei sada is the ikatati leisura. But let us keep in mind that according to the maskanas hagemara, Ramea holds that kibush yachid shmei kibush, and therefore Syria has the same dinum of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, certainly if someone would sell any property in Syria, then it would be Ivan Issa Duraisa of Lysichonim, and even so, the Rabbanu would not give us Chiris Atamechira, they would still make on Syria, as we will see in Rashi when we learn the Gemara. And Ramea continues, Uvu Chutzlaritz, Meichelan Batim, Maschirin Sada is Divra Meir, that since Chutzlaritz is far away from Eretz Yisrael, therefore people would not confuse Chutzlaritz and Eretz Yisrael, and the Rabbanu would not give that you can't sell in Chutzlaritz, or through the fact that you can't sell in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the Rabbanu allowed someone to sell houses in Chutzlaritz to a guy, and certainly you're allowed to rent a house to a guy in Chutzlaritz. And similarly, the Rabbanu allowed someone to rent a sada in Chutzlaritz to a guy, even though you're not allowed to rent a sada to a guy in Eretz Yisrael, and even though it is tati l'yisura. And as Rashi states, al mechir de sada islay, however, the Rabbanu would still geiza that you can't sell a sada in Chutzlaritz to a guy, or to the fact that you can't sell a sada to a guy in Eretz Yisrael. And as we already explained, kiven de ikatati gazrinon, as since there's two reasons to asa by a sada, therefore the dinim of sada is always more chamor than the dinim regarding batim. And the Mishnah continues with the Shita Rabbi Yisi, and regarding all these gzirias, Rabbi Yisi takes this a notch down and a level down, as Rabbi Yisi states, Eretz Yisrael maschil and batim avalei sada, that even Eretz Yisrael, we didn't make a gzira of schiris atu mechira, even b'negei batim. However, the Rabbanim did make a gzeira that you can't rent a sada in Eretz Yisrael to a goy, or to the fact that you may come to sell a sada to a goy in Eretz Yisrael, and you'd be over on two Yisurim. And before we continue to discuss Syria, let us point out that the Gemara will tell us that Rabbi Yisi holds that Syria is considered kibush yachid, and Rabbi Yisi holds that kibush yachid lav shmei kibush, and therefore really Syria has a din like chutz laretz. However, since it's right next to Eretz Yisrael, therefore the din of Syria and chutz laretz will be different, and therefore Rabbi Yisi continues over Syria meichrim batim maschirin sadais, that in Syria the rabbanon did not even make a gzira not to sell batim, or to the fact that you can't sell batim in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore one can sell a house to a goy in Syria. And similarly, Rabbi Yisi holds that Rabbanon were not gurus schiris of sadis in Syria, or to schiris of sadis in Eretz Yisrael, which is in any case a gzira, and therefore it's a gzira l'gzira. However, it's clear that even Rabbi Yisi agrees that it would be also to sell a sada to a goy in Syria, or to the fact that you're not allowed to sell a sada to a goy in Eretz Yisrael. And finally, Rabbi Yisi teaches us uve chutzlarts meichun elu v'elu, that in chutzlarts, which is much further from Eretz Yisrael, then the Chacham did not make any gzeiros, and not only could you rent a house or a sada to a goy in Chutz Laretz, but you could even sell them a house or a sada in Chutz Laretz. And the Mishnah continues, Af b'makom she'amru l'haschir, lo l'beis dira amru, b'pnei she'u machnas l'techa avidus k'chavim, she'nem, and this is based on the Pasuk in Parshas Ekev that states, v'lei sovi se'evel b'secha, v'yisach cherem k'mayu, sh'akeis t'shaksenu v'sav t'savenu k'cherem hu. And the Mishnah teaches us that even those places where we said in our Mishnah they allowed to rent a house to a goy, then this heta was not to sell them a house for living purposes, and it's only muta to sell them a house that they will use for storage, and for example, as a stable, or as Rashi says in our Gemara, elishtamushabu b'tzivi v'tivna, to store firewood and straw. And as the Mishnah explains, that although in these cases we don't have an issue of selling them something in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the issa of leisichanim would not apply, however, the Torah teaches us that it's also for a Jew to bring an avidizar into his house, and even though Bepashas, this Issa is referring to an actual Yisrael that brings an Avodah Zarah into his own home, and is not referring to a Goy bringing an Avodah Zarah into the home of a Jew. However, L'maisa, the Rabbanan made a Gzirah that you can't rent the house of a Jew to a Goy, as ultimately this house still belongs to a Jew, and a Goy will bring an Avodah Zarah into his home. Therefore, the Rabbanan made a Gzirah that a Yisrael should not rent to a Goy a home that is going to be used for living, even though it's out of Eretz Yisrael, and even if it's in Chutz Laretz. And the Mishnah continues, V'chol mokoim lo yaschil lo yasamechetz mepnei shu nikra shmoi, and it always is also to rent a goy a bathhouse. And as Rashi explains, V'arroya shemcham b'shabes oima shabalonim shluchim shel Yisraelin, and when people see that they're warming up water and heating up water on Shabbos, so they will say that this bathhouse belongs to Yisrael, and the bathhouse attendants work for the Jew, and the Jew told them to warm up this water. And this is an issue, as it's Maris Ayin for the Issa of Amir La'akum. And the Gemara begins that the Mishnah stated in Masir Lembatim Beretz Yisrael, Ve'in Tzarech Le'misadais. And the Gemara asks, Ma'in Tzarech Le'misadais? And why is it more pashut that you can't sell a Sada to a Goy in Eretz Yisrael? And what is the difference between selling a Sada and selling a Bayis? And the Gemara explains, Ilim Mishum de Ispeitati, as if you're going to say that the reason why it's more pashut that it's also to sell a Sada to a Goy is because there are two Yisurim involved, as Chodach Chaniyas Kaka. As number one, you're going to be oiva leisichonim as you're selling them kaka in Eretz Yisrael, the chodu to kamafkal or maisa. In addition, by selling your land to a goy, then you mafkir this land for maisa. Asha inkin, when selling them a house, you're only oiva one issa, which is the issa of leisichonim. But the Gemara is, yachi batim nami ikutati, but lechir by a bias, there is also two yisurim, as chodu chaniyas kaka. As number one, you'll be oiva leisichonim, and the chodu to kamafkal or mezuzah. And in addition, by selling a house to a goy, then you mafkia the house from the chiv of mezuzah. If so, why did Mishnah say it ain't tzarech le'mesadais? And Amr Mishasha mezuzah chayvus hadahu, that in a chenami there is a chil between a sada and a bias, as a sada is ispeitati, while the reason for the issa for a bias is only based on the issa of chenias kaka and based on the issa of leisichonim. And even though it's true that by selling this house to a goy there'll be no longer a chiv of mezuzah, but that was never a chiv on the house, and it was only a chiv of the person that lives there. And Ayin Rashi, who states Chayvus Hadohu v'loy Chayvus Habayis, Hilchach Lekaf Kata D'Chsiv, as the pasuk says, Uchasavtem Al Mezuzos Beisecha Uvisharecha. We learn Beisecha Derech Piyascha. And as Rashi Masechtas Pesachim states Chayvus Hador Lefi Shehi Misham Rasai. And Ayin Tap Tesis, who states Pirish in Kain ain ligzabus chiris atu mechira, the mechira loy mafkalo mizaza, al besadis be mechira mafkalo maisa, and Taz continues to discuss the hafka of maisa, and vieshmi forshim, the asya filumada oma in king loy vichovim vertol afkiyam yad maisa, and mikom mokum chashuv afka, mashi ata biada vichovim, vuhu zoira, shein mafish beda maisa, nimsa shein mekayim bezea sada mitzvah tluyba, avu bayis in kanafka, mepre shein a bayis atzmer chayiv, kivin shein yisrael dar betoichai, and ayin in Taisis who states, vilei nihira, and one of Taisis' questions is, v'oid kasha, the loshin afka mashma, shem afki achiv legamri min akaka, v'kan in afka gemura, but if we hold in kin lev chom beritzol, afki amyad maisa, then in reality there is no afka of maisa from this kaka, kivin de in kinin, shrei gam ata shu biyad lev chovim, im yizor ba yisol, tischayiv la'asar, and therefore Taisis explains, l'kach nir lefarish, ta asik command oma, yesh kinin lev chovim beritzol, afki amyad maisa, וכשמייך לא יביא כחובים הוא מפקיע ממש ממייסו שאפילו יזור ישראל לא יזחי במייסו אבל בייס ודא אין מפקיע מן המזוזו דאפילו לא אם קורן לא יביא כחובים אז even if ישראל will not sell the house to יביא כחובים אלא שלא יודע בו ישראל and the Jew that actually owns that house would not live there אין כאן חייב מזוזו מן התארה then there is no חייב דרייסו מזוזו ואפילו אם סוחר ישראל אחר וטוב בתיכו even if Reuven rents his house to Shimon and Shimon is living in the house then since Shimon is only a tenant, he's really not chayiv mezuzah midoraisa, and the hachi kaimelon, the hodamin and perak atchilas, and although the Gemara Maseches Menachos teaches us that seichus bayis b'chutz la'aretz kolam yoyim p'tur min mezuzah mikan ve'il chayaves, and if you rent the house in Eretz Yisrael, chayaves miyad mikol mokim in chiyuv zeh min atira midoraisa p'tur la'ilam kedichsib beisecha v'loy shel achirim, and Taz points out that afgav dashinam beisecha biyoschal anicha biyamin derech biya mikol mokim trei be sechak sivi av rabbanon hu dechavul achal amyoyim bepreshi niris kishaloi midi da hava tal shula de kol amyoyim p'tu minat tzitzis vuhu adin lo ilo minat tira mishim dechsiv kustuscha v'loi shal achirim rabbanon hu dechavul achal amyoyim bepreshi niris kishaloi ayin sham and the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah as Rameya taught us that besuria maskirin lem batim avaloi sadais and clearly Rameya holds that even though in Syria you could rent houses to goyim but certainly you can't sell houses to Goyim, and as we previously explained, the Havim in the Gemara is that Rameya also agrees that Kibush Yochid Loish Me Kibush, and therefore Syria is not a part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the Gemara is bothered that Lachayit should not be also to sell any property in Syria, as it's not part of Eretz Yisrael, and you're not going to be Ivan Lisichonim. And the Gemara explains, Maishna Mechirid Loi Mishum Mechirid Eretz Yisrael, that it must be that the reason why you can't sell a piece of property in Syria to a Goy is because of Exera Otto Mechirid in Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara therefore is Ihachi Schiris Batim Nami Nigzar, that if so, we should also make a Gzira, that you're not allowed to rent a house to a Goy in Syria, and someone may make a mistake and think that you're allowed to rent a house to a Goy in Eretz Yisrael. However, the Gemara responds, He goof Gzira, Vana Nekab Nigz Gzira Lgzira, that since the entire reason why it's also to rent a house to a Goy in Eretz Yisrael is only because of a Gzira, that someone should not go and sell a house to a Goy in Eretz Yisrael, therefore, certainly, we do not make a gzira in Syria that you can't rent a house to a goy, as that would be a gzira l'gzira. However, since there's an issa d'oraisa to sell a house to a goy in Eretz Yisrael, therefore it makes sense that in Syria it's also to sell a house to a goy as a gzira otu mechira of a house in Eretz Yisrael. However, the Gemara continues and is that l'chir, if you're saying that we won't be goyza a gzira l'gzira v'aschir is sada to be Syria, the gzira l'gzira here because gazrinon, the Rameya taught us that in Syria you not only rent a sada to a goy and l'chir that's also l'gzira l'gzira, and the Gemara answers hasam lav gzirihu, that in Syria the reason why it's also to sell houses to a goy is not based on gzira, and it's actually an issa d'oraisa as kasava kibush yachid shmei kibush, as Rameya holds that the kibush of David HaMelech, although it was kibush yachid, it was considered a proper kibush, and therefore Syria is considered part of Eretz Yisrael, and if so, the reason why it's also to sell a house in Syria to a goy is because of the issa of leisichonim, and it's not based on Xera, and if so, the Gemara is back to its original question, that L'chir, what's pshat, the Rameya taught us that Masirin Lam Batim Avalei Sadais, and L'chir, if there should be Xera B'negiyas Kiris, Otu Mechira, then L'chir, the same thing should apply by Batim and by Sadais. And the Gemara explains that there is a chiluk between Sada and Batim, as Sada is Beitarte Gozber Abanon, as since when someone sells a Sada in Eretz Yisrael, there are two Yisroom involved, as number one, there's an Issa of Leisichonim, and number two, you be Mafkiyam Day Maisa, and therefore therefore, even in Syria, the Rabbanim were geizes chiris atu mechira, and the Gemara tells us, batim d'lesbu tati le'gazbu Rabbanon. However, b'negeya the issa mechiris batim in Eretz Yisrael, the only reason why you can't sell a house to a guy is only based on the issa of le'sichonim, and since there's only one issa involved, therefore, at least in Syria, the Rabbanim were not geizes chiris atu mechira, and as Rashi states, umiyu le'achmim b'Rabbanon le'migzes chiris to batim atu mechira in Syria. However, in Eretz Yisrael proper, the Rabbanim were geizes chiris atu mechira, and if someone's in Eretz Yisrael, not only can't they sell a house to a guy, but you also will not be able to rent a house to a guy. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, as Reb Meir stated, v'chutz laretz moichlam batim maskirin sadais. And the Gemara explains, sadadis beitarte gazbur abanon, that since the issa to sell a sad in Eretz Yisrael is based on two factors, as number one, you're going to be oivam leisichonim, and number two, you're going to be mafkir midei maisa. Therefore, although they were not geizer, that you can't rent a sad to a guy in chutz laretz, however, they were geizer that you can't sell a sada in chutz laretz to a guy, but batim d'lesbu tati le'gazbu rabbanon. However, since the only reason why you can't sell a house to a guy in Eretz Yisrael is only because of le'sichonim, therefore the rabbanon were not only not geizer b'negeis chirius of batim in chutz laretz, but they even weren't geizer mechirius batim in chutz laretz or to mechirius batim in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, as Reb Meir stated, in maskilin batim b'Eretz Yisrael vein tzarch le'mes sadais, and Reb Yesi took this down a notch, and Reb Yesi stated, "Be'eretz Yisrael maskilin batim avoloi sadais." And the Gemara explains, "My taima, that what is the reason for Reb Yesi's din?" And the Gemara explains, "Sadis disputati gazbu rabbanon, that b'negeis sadais, since it's based on two isurim, the issa le'sichonim, and because you be mafkiyim in amaisa, therefore rabbanon will gaze in Eretz Yisrael schiris atu mechira. However, since the entire issa to sell a goy a property in Eretz Yisrael is only based on one issa of le'sichonim, therefore rabbanon did not feel the need to be gazes chiris atu mechira, and even in Eretz Yisrael, it's muta to rent a house to a goy. And certainly, as the Mishnah stated, that even in a place where it's muta to rent a house to a goy, it's only shalegla based ira, but if it would be as a based ira, then even Rabbi Yisi would agree that it would be also for a Jew to rent a house to a goy in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, that whereas Rabbi Meir stated, besuria maskirin batim avalei sadais, but once again, Rabbi Yisi goes down one dagger, and Rabbi Yisi states, besuria moichim batim maskirin sadais, and the Gemara asks, my taima, that what is the reason for the din of Rabbi Yisi? And the Gemara explains, kasava kibush yochid leishmei kibush, as he argues Rabbi Meir, and he holds that kibush yochid is not considered part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Surya is not considered part of Eretz Yisrael. And although in Eretz Yisrael there's an issa to sell houses and to sell sadais to a guy, however, b'negeis selling houses or selling sadais to a guy in Syria, so over there the Rabbanon were mechalik, as sadais the ispe tati gazru rabbanon, batim d'lesbu tati le gazru rabbanon. And since the reason for the issa to sell a sad in Eretz Yisrael is based on two reasons, number one, le'sichonim, and number two, shalei lafkim imaisa, therefore in Syria, the Rabbanim made a gzira that one cannot sell a sada to a guy. However, since the entire issa to sell a house to a guy in Eretz Yisrael is only based on one issa and is only based on le'sichonim, so Rabbanim said that this only applies to Eretz Yisrael and we're not going to make a gzira in Syria. And in Syria, it's going to be mutter to sell a house to a guy. However, keep in mind that Rabbi Yesi certainly agrees that even though you can't sell a sada to a guy in Syria, but you can rent a sada to a guy in Syria, as since even in Eretz Yisrael, the issa schiris is only based on exerio atu mechira, therefore we can't ask a schiris of a sada in Syria as in geizin gzir l'gzira. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, the Rabbi held the b'chutz laretz moichlan batim maskirin sadais. However, Rabbi Yesi stated the b'chutz laretz moichlan elu v'elu, that in chutz laretz there's no gzira at all. And certainly you could rent houses and sadais to a guy in chutz laretz, and you could even sell sadais or houses to a guy in chutz laretz. And the Gemara is bothered that since Syria is not part of Eretz Yisrael and is chutz laretz, so why is it that Rabbi Yesi holds that there's a chil between Syria and chutz laretz? And the Gemara explains that my taima, that was the reason for this din of Rabbi Yesi. And the Gemara explains kivin demechak legazrinon, that although b'negei mechira of sadais we did make a gzera by Syria, but that's because Syria is right on the border of Eretz Yisrael. However, the Rabbanan did not feel that there was a need to make a gzera on other areas of chutz laretz, which are much further away from Eretz Yisrael, as since they're so far away from Eretz Yisrael, so the Rabbanan weren't concerned that people will get confused and think that it's also mutter to sell houses or to sell sadais in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, Am Rabbi Huda Mishmuel, halach Rabbi Yisi, that Rabbi Huda states the name of Shmuel, the halacha follows Rabbi Yisi, and as we know, Rabbi Yisi nimukri imai, and generally we pass on Rabbi Yisi. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yosef uvad shli yasa shchuna, and Rabbi Yosef teaches us that although according to Rabbi Meir, there are certain places where you're allowed to rent houses to a guy, or you're allowed to sell houses to a guy, and according to Rabbi Yisi, there are even more places where you're allowed to rent or sell houses to a guy. But even in those places, you shouldn't sell or rent so many houses to a guy that you change the fabric of the neighborhood and you create a neighborhood of goyim. And the Gemara is v'kama shchuna, and was considered a neighborhood. And Tana, we learned to the brisa in shchuna p'chusa m'shleish b'nei adam, that an area is not considered a neighborhood unless there are three people that are living there, and therefore you can't sell three houses to goyim. And the Gemara is that how could Rabbi Yisrael paskin that you could sell one or two houses to a guy? But if so, leichus dilma ozel hayisrael u'mazbul chalev yikachovim v'ozel heich u'mazbul olutrei, that we should be choishish that maybe the Yisrael will sell one house to a guy, and then that guy would subdivide his land and sell the area to two other goyim, and now you'll have three goyim that live in the area, and you create a shchuna. And the Gemara responds, "Amabaya alafnei mafkedinon alafnei delafnei le mafkedinon." And as Rashi states, "Alafnei delafnei klima lekule hayle chashinon," that this is not something that we have to be chayshish for. And Ayin Taisus is bothered that we saw this lashon previously, but again, din alafnei evil sita michshol, and lechayr this has nothing to do with that halacha. And Zok Taisus hay simon ba'amu, that this lashon is only a borrowed lashon and is used as a simon, klima lekule hayle chashinon, as we saw in Rashi. But then Taisus states, "Inami kiven isa shkuna shlo yavei hazik Yisrael," as since this isa of creating a shkuna of goyim is based on protecting Yidden, as we're scared that if there are too many goyim, they will attack Yidden. Therefore, karle michshel lefnei iver, and that's why Abaye stated alefnei mifakdinon. However, alefnei delefnei le mifakdinon. And the Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah that Mishnah stated after makim shamul lahaskar, that even those places where we said you're allowed to rent a house to a goy, lo lebeis dira amru beplishu machlus atoicha v'zikachavim shenemalei savi te'evel beisecha. And the Gemara is medayik from the lashon of Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated ap makim shamul lahaskar, that even in those places where we said they allowed to rent houses to a goy, and therefore the Gemara is medayik mechlad the ikaduchta loy migri, and therefore it's mashma from a Mishnah that there are places that you're not allowed to rent a house to a goy. And we continue on daf chafal from a base v'stamakra meya de'ira b'yesi b'chol duchta migri, and therefore we see that this lashon haMishnah is going according to the shita of Rameyar and not like Rabbi Yisi. And as we saw in our Mishnah, that according to Rameyar, it's also to rent a house to a goy in Eretz Yisrael, and Rameyar only allowed one to rent a house to a goy either in Syria or in Chutz Laretz. And therefore, our Mishnah tells us that ap makim she'amul haskir, that even in those two places where Rameyar says that it's mutter to rent a house to a goy, then you can't rent that house for living purposes and only for storage purposes. However, since Rabbi Yisi holds that even Eretz Yisrael, it's mutter to rent a house to a goy, and we're not goyis as chiris atu mechira. So lefi Rabbi Yisi, it's always mutter to rent a house to a goy. And why would the Mishnah use a lashon of ap makim she'amul lahaskir if in all places it's mutter to rent a house to a goy? And keep in mind, as we mentioned when we learned our Mishnah, that even though the lashon of the Mishnah is mashma like Rabbi Meir, but certainly Rabbi Yisi would agree to this halacha, and certainly Rabbi Yisi agrees that in all places, even though it's mutter to rent a house to a goy, but in Eretz Yisrael, in Syria, and even in Chutz Laretz, it would be usher to rent it to them as a living quarters, as they potentially will bring the Avodah Zarah into their home. And there's an issa to bring an Avodah Zarah into the home of Yisrael, as the Pasuk states, "Le'servei se'ival be'secha." And the Gemara now continues and quotes from a Mishnah, "Uvechol makom le'yaschel lo yisamechetz b'pleishu nikra al shemai." And as we explained, that on Shabbos, when goyim are heating up water, so there will be potential for maris ayin, as people will think that these goyim actually work for the Jew, and the Jew told them to go and heat up this water, and the Jew was Ivan Amir La'akum. And our Gemara begins, "Tanya, we learned the Braisa, and the din of this Braisa will be similar to the din of our Mishnah, as Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon Gamliel teaches us, La'yaskha adam echotze la'yukhovim p'nishinikra al shmai, that a person should not rent out his bathhouse to a goy because it's called on his name, and people will not realize that this bathhouse is being run by a goy, and they will still think that's being run by a Jew." And Rav Shimon Gamliel continues and explains the problem, as v'yukhovim zeh ois by malacha b'shabbos of yom tovim, and this goy will do malacha in the bathhouse on Shabbos yom tovim, and other people will think that the Jew actually told this goy to do this malacha for him, and therefore there's a problem of maris ayin on the is of amir la'akum. And our Gemara is now medayik from the brisa that since Rav Shimon Gamliel specifically stated le'yaska adam echotze le'vikichovim, so it's mashma avalukute mai shari, that if you want to rent your bathhouse to a kuti, then it will be mutar. And as Rashi points out, that the Gemara is bothered that although kuti like of melacha b'Shabbes, that although certainly a kuti would not do melacha on Shabbos, al bechil shalmoid ovid the lemed resay from lechayshi, and certainly he will do melacha on chalamoid, and therefore based on the same issue of maris ayin, it should be also to rent a bathhouse to a kuti. However, the Gemara responds, kuti emas ovid be melacha bechil shalmoid and nami avdinon. That what is the issue when renting a bathhouse to a kuti, as potentially he'll do melacha on chalamoid, and lechayr the melacha that he will do is warming up and heating up water for the bathhouse, and certainly it's even mutter for a Jew to heat up water in a bathhouse on Chalamoid, and therefore there is no issue of renting a bathhouse to a kuti. And the Gemara now continues and is medayik from the words of Rav Shimon Gamliel, that Rav Shimon Gamliel specifically stated, and clearly it seems that the only time that we have a problem of Marisayin because of a potential Amir al-Akum is only Benegea Merchatz, and as the Gemara states, that would be mashma, that although there are many mekaymas where you can't rent out a sada to a guy based on the dinim that we mentioned in our Mishnah, but for example, the fear of mayor that you could be masked a sada to a guy in Chutzlaretz, and according to Rabbi Yesi, that allows the Yisrael to lease a sada to a guy both in Chutzlaretz as well as in Syria, and we are not geyser because of the issa of leisichanim, so it's also mashma that there wouldn't be a problem of marisayin, and we wouldn't be concerned that people will say that the guy that's working in the field on Shabbos is actually working for the Jew that owns the property, and the Jew is being oiva on Amir Lakum. And the Gemara explains, my taima, and what would be the reason that it would be mutter for Yisrael to rent a sada to a guy, and there wouldn't be a problem of marisayin? And the Gemara explains, as Arisa Risuse Kavid, as even though people will know that this field belongs to this Yisrael, but they will think that this guy is his oris, and the Yisrael wasn't oiva on any Isser. And as Rashi states, Ala Amri Arisahu Vikibla Love Lemechzel Shilshavia, and all of Mutalasais, and the Gemara therefore is Mechatz Nami Amri Arisa Risuse Kavid, the Lachir Benegeya Mechatz, even though the Yisrael rents the bathhouse to a guy, that when people see Goyim working in the bathhouse on Shabbos, they will say that although it belongs to Yisrael, but the Yisrael wasn't Ivan Issa, as this guy is the Aris of the Yisrael, and the Akum is working for himself, and there is no Issa involved. And if so, why would Rav Shimon Gamliel tell us that Layascha Adam Mechatz Levichovim Pnei Shenikra Al Shmai, and what would be the reason to be mechalek between a mechatz and between a sada? However, the Gemara answers, Arisa the mechatz lay of the inchi, that it's not normal for a person to hire an aris for a mechatz. And when people see a guy working in a mechatz, they will think he's an employee, and they will think that Yisrael is being oiva on Amir la'akum. And since there's an issa of maris ayin, therefore Rav Shimon Gamliel taught us, lay yaska ad mechatz lay v'chavim p'nei shenikra al shmai. And I am unfortunately that bothered that why the Gemara asked this question dafka on a braisa and dafka on Rav Shimon Gamliel, if l'chira we could have asked this directly on our Mishnah, as we should have been able to make the same diak for our Mishnah, as the end of the Mishnah stated, v'chol mokon l'yaskha l'yasa mechatz m'pleishu nikra al-shmai, and it's mashman that this dafka b'negeya mechatz has not b'negeya sada, and ayin m'farshim, how they explain our Gemara. And our Gemara now continues, that although in regard to renting to a guy, we m'chal it between renting a bathhouse and renting a sada, however our braisa will now continue and discuss the din as it's related to a kuti. And the Gemara continues, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Rav Shimon ben Laza Imer, Rav Shimon ben Laza teaches us, L'yascha adam sadeo l'kuti, mepnei shenikra es al shmai, that a Jew cannot lease a sada to a kuti, as the sada is known as the Jew's field, and the kuti zeh, oisa b'y malacha b'chol shamayid, and eventually the kuti will do malacha on chol shamayid, and certainly doing work in a field on chalamayid is also for Yisrael on chalamayid as well, and people will say that this kuti is doing work for the Yisrael on chalamayid. And the Gemara is medayik that by the fact of Rav Shimon Lazar discusses the case of a kuti, so we could be medayik aval yivikachavim mai shari da amri arisa arisu seyavid, that Rav Shimon ben Lazar agrees to what we mentioned previously, that Yisrael can lease his field to a guy, and we're not worried that people will say that the guy is working for the Yisrael on Shabbos of Chalamoid, as even though they call this the field of the Yisrael, but they will be tailored that the reason why the guy is working in his field is because he's the arist of the Yisrael, therefore the guy is working on his own behalf, and there is no issa that the Yisrael is doing, and therefore the Gemara is that since we know that Benegeya is Sada, it's normal to have an Aris, so Ihachi Kuti Nami Amri, Arisa Arisu Seyavid, that why would it be Asa to lease your field to a Kuti? If anyone that sees the Kuti working in this field will understand that the Kuti is not working for the Yisrael, and the Kuti is an Aris, and therefore why would it be Asa to lease a field to Sukuti. We continue on Daf Chaf Bezim and Aleph, and the Gemara explains Arisusa Rav Shimon ben Elazar Lesle. Although when we learned to Brisa Rav Shimon Gamliel, we brought the Svara of an Aris. However, Rav Shimon ben Elazar doesn't hold of that Svara, and he doesn't hold that people will be Taila that if someone's working in a field, that an Aris for that person. And therefore, the Gemara is El Ayvik Chav Mai Taima Mutar. And if it's true, Rav Shimon ben Elazar is not going to be Taila that the Ayvik Chav is an Aris. So L'chayra, how could a Jew lease a property to an Ayvik Chav if L'maisa it'll be a problem of Mar Sayin? The Gemara explains that Mina Levit Sayas, as when the Jew will lease the property to a guy, he will make a condition with the guy that the guy will not work in the field on Shabbos, and the guy will listen to him, and therefore there is no issue with Mar Sayin, as the guy will never be working in the field on Shabbos. And the Gemara now is Sakuti Nami Mina Levit Sayas. So why would Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar tell us that it's us for a Jew to lease a property to a Kuti if the Yisrael should make the same condition with the Kuti, and the Kuti will not work on Shabbos, and there won't be a problem with Mar Sayin? The Gemara answers Kuti Leit Sayas, that whereas a guy will listen to a Jew, however the Kuti will not listen to the Jew, the Omar no Gemirna Tfei Minach, that the Kuti will say that I know more than you, and as we know that the Kutin felt that it's Mutadru Malach on Chalamoid, and therefore they won't listen to this condition, as they will say that's a meaningless condition, and therefore there is a problem with Mar Sayin. And the Gemara now continues that if the issue is that the Kuti will actually work in this field on Chalamoid, so we hachi my irium patient kreis al shmoi. So why is it Rav Shimon ben Elazar states that a Jew cannot lease a property to a Kuti because of an issue of Maris Ayin, as people call this the Sod of the Yisrael? But certainly we know based on the Gemara Mesechus Chulin on Davov that Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that Kutim will geiri emesein, and since they are real geirim and therefore they are Yisraelim, so certainly they're not allowed to do malach on Chalamoid. Therefore, typically Mishum lefnei evil esita michshol, that we should say that the reason why Yisrael cannot lease a property to a Kuti is because Yisrael will be over on the Issa of lefnei evil esita michshol. And the Gemara answers in a chenami, but chodav oid kama. Rav Shimon ben Elazar was actually telling us two reasons, as chodav mishum lefnei evil, as according to my shita that Kutim agiri emes, then certainly the Yisrael cannot lease this property to a Kuti, as he'd be over on lefnei evil esita michshol, and the oid mepnei shin kreis al shmoi. And even according to those man d'amrim that Kutim agiri arayis, it would still be also to lease this field to a Kuti, as l'maisa the Kuti won't listen to any condition of the Yisrael, and they will work in this field. And since this field is called the Jews' field, so people will think that this Kuti is working for the Yisrael, and this would be also based on Maris Ayin. And let us discuss some of the tesis regarding this last sugya. And I am the last tesis on the Amid Diba Maschel Avolivik Chovim Mai Shari, where tesis bother Tema Mai Kodayik, that how can you make this diyik from the words of Rav Shimon ben Elazar Dilma Noka Kuti V'Koshki Loivik Chovim, as maybe Rav Shimon ben Elazar meant to say that it's also for Yisrael to lease a property to a Kuti, and Kolshkin it's also for Yisrael to lease a property to a guy. And Taisus brings three terutzim. Number one, v'ishlema the mash malay mid the shavik ayvik chavin the mayor be Rav Shimon Gamliel Masisin v'naka Kuti dapka k'tani, that since Rav Shimon ben Elazar discusses the case of a Kuti and doesn't discuss the case of a guy as was discussed by Rav Shimon Gamliel on a Mishnah, so it's mashmar he's dafka speaking about a Kuti and not about an akum. And Taisus continues with another teretz that if Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that this issa applies to a guy, then l'shmein ayvik chavin the lespe el chada the nekreis al shmai the koshken Kuti the isbe tati the isbe nami l'fnei iva k'raminu b'samach, and as we just saw at the end of our sugya. And finally, Taisus brings a third teretz from Rabbi Chanan the daik masisin that our gemara's diik is from our mishnah the shariyah sedeil ayvik chavin v'lekaman de polig, as in our mishnah we stated that as long as there is no issue of leisichanim, that it is mutter to rent a field to a guy and no one was chaylik, and therefore would seem that Rav Shimon ben Elazar is not being chaylik on our mishnah. And I in top tesis on the afchav bezim and aleph with tesis is that the gemara states ihachi typically mishum lufnei iver, and tesis is bothered that the gemara seems to only ask this question at this point of the gemara. And tesis is that l'chari we could have asked this question directly on the words of Rabbi Elazar as typically mishum lufnei iver. And once again tesis brings from Rabbi Chanan, and based on what Rabbi Chanan just stated in the tesis on the afchav afam abeis, as he explains bishlemi amrit dekuti nokel revusa ruadin evikichavim, as bishlemi if we would say that when Rav Shimon ben Elazar speaks about a Kuti, he doesn't mean dafka Kuti, and the same din would apply to a guy. Nicha the naka timer the kreis al shmoi the shaykh betavayu eli I amrit the naka Kuti dafka. But now that we're saying Rav Shimon ben Elazar's din only applies to a Kuti and not to a akum, im kain typically Rav Shimon lefnei iver, as that is a much stronger issa than the issa maris ayin. And I in the next tesis diba maschel typically Rav Shimon Lufne Ivar, we explain our Gemara based on this Taisvis, as Taisvis explains that the Gemara's question is specifically on Rav Shimon ben Elazar Lishitasai, as Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds Kutu Ger Emesein, and Taisvis then continues with Mekan Yesh Lavi Rai Lamashapirish Rabbeinu Tam, the Shaykh Lamein Lufne Ivar, Apamidi Lesbe Yisura El Drabanon, the Malacha de Kalamoid, in Asura El Drabanon, as the Issa of Malacha and Kalamoid is only Asim Drabanon, and even so our Gemara states that there would be an Issa of Lufne Ivar. However, once again, Taisvis brings from Rabbeinu Hachanan that he wants to prove that the Issa of Malacha and Chalamoid is actually an Issa Deraisa. However, Taisvis explains that certainly Rabbeinu Tam holds that the Issa of Malacha and Chalamoid is only Midrabanan, and Mefarash Rabbeinu Tam declares the Deraisa that even though it's only Asa Midrabanan, the Gemara still calls it a Deraisa, Lefishi Yesh Lasmachtam and Atayra of Parakam and Chagiga, and this is to contrast to the Dinam Avela, Shein Lasmachta El Medure Kabbalah, Dechsiv Afachti Chagechem La'Evel. And Taisvis continues that another nafkamina between Chalamoid and Avelis is Inami Chalamoid Yeshla Ikumanatira, and therefore Ikulamigzar Atiyantiv, Mashainkim Binagay Avelis, Ayin Sham. Before we finish, let us go back to some of the previous Taisvis, as Taisvis at the bottom of Daf Chafal from an Aleph in Diba Maskal Kibush Yachid states that Perish HaKuntris, Shaloi Hoyisham Urim Vitumim Vishishim Riboy. Then Taisvis brings another Pshat from Bitzok Mehaport, the Kol Mashik Kavish Yachid could go in Yor Ben Menasher in Eretz Israel, and then he asks another question, and therefore he states the Kach Nira that Kol Shein Le Rishus Lechabesh Nikwe Chutz Laretz, the Kol Zmash Le Kavash Kol Eretz Yisrael, Le Hoye Le Rishus Lichbesh Chutz Laretz, and therefore David didn't really have Rishus to be Kavish Syria, and it was considered Kibish Yachid. And Ayin and Bam Tesis Diba Maskel Ap Makim Shamu Lahaskher, Loy Le Beis Dira Amru, as is an Issa of Le Savi Te'evel Beisecha, and Tesis points out, Yeshil Fakfeik, Al Machu Yisimchim Bnei Odom Limkul Lahaskher Batam Loy Vichovim Vafl Beis Dira, and nowadays, what is the hetta for people to lease apartments that are being used as a beis dira to a guy? And Ayin Tesis, who brings from Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, who brought a raya from the Yerushalmi, that's mutter to lease property to a guy in Chutz Laretz, v'hinir le'atam de b'chutz laretz le'mikri be'secha ela ba'aretz. And finally, at the end of Tesis on the Chaf Avon Beis, Tesis brings from the Ri that he agrees to the concept of Rabbeinu Chaim, however, v'lav mitamei de Rabbeinu Chaim ela'atam mefarish Rabbeinu Chanon m'pnei k'sh'amr teri le'savi se'evi al be'secha. So ikulameimah le'asar ela b'bayis ha'yisrael atzmai shudar b'teichai ba'oidi darboi v'afil b'eretz Yisrael, that even the house of Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, the only time that this is applies is only when the Yisrael is actually living there, k'may b'mezuzah, and this is similar to the din of mezuzah, she'en echay ba'el v'beisay ba'idu darboi, and Taisvis holds that in regard to mezuzah, ha'vaseich ha'bayis af b'eretz Yisrael, patim min ha'mezuzah min ha'terah, that even if a Jew would rent a house from another Jew, then he would be patim from mezuzah, as the pasuk states, be'secha, and it has to be his own house, and Taisvis continues, and therefore, midiraisa, there really would not be a problem of bringing avodah zarah into a home when the Yisrael rented it to a guy. L'maisi, the Yisrael is not living in the home, and therefore Taisvis points out that even in Eretz Yisrael, the only reason why it's also for a Jew to rent a home to a guy is only based on an Issur Rabbanon, as Rabbanon who degazu shloi l'haskel avichavim mepli shemachnas l'teicha avichavim v'hashta dafke batim asum l'dira aval in asum l'dira legazu l'kachetiu l'haskel avis v'itzrais, and even in Eretz Yisrael, it was mutter to rent to a guy as long as they were going to use this house as a storehouse or as a stable. The kivin the skirius based dira in osel midrabanon apa oretz im came b'chutz laretz akilu ayin sham. And similarly, ayin Ramban that when the Gemara stated apa makim shamul haschir loylu based dira amru mepleishu machtes otecha eves chavim, and the Ramban states mashmarachi purusha apa makim shamul haschir kagoyin surya loyitu le based dira mishum leisavi to evil beisecha the bar sol on the mitzuvin shleilachtes avid zar batzenu v'chiyavin lo oikum misham b'chol makim shu b'shusenu v'gazrin in Surya atu Eretz Yisrael v'afilu manda oma lav shmei kibush al b'chutz laretz loy, and it was never this gzira on chutz laretz. And as Ramban states shenem alei savi se'evel b'secha umiyo achakad rabboni, and this is only achakad rabbonon the krav b'avos Yisrael atzmeksiv d'asur b'ana, and this is only talking about a case where the Yisrael brings avid zar into his home as that is asur b'ana, and therefore it was never asur for a Jew to rent a home in chutz laretz to a guy. And when our Mishnah stated apa makim sha'amu l'haskher loylu beis dira amru, that is specifically referring to Syria and not to chutz laretz, as this issur didn't apply to chutz laretz at all. And Ayin the Rashba, who brings from the Ravid that oymani dafka schiris, that this din only applies to renting out a home to a guy. However, wherever it would be mutter to sell a house to a guy, and there wouldn't be a problem leisi chaneim, then there wouldn't be a problem to sell a a house to a goy, and we are not concerned if they will bring an avodah zarah into the home. And as he states, "Tichikam ayil, based on shekam ayil, v'krod dolis avi asmachtehi v'lavi suru duraisa loyasu tori alachnasi tzral atzmai avugrama dayde goy loy ayin sham." And I in the next tesis, the maschal my timer arisa rususei kavid, and we won't get into the entire tesis, but let us point out that the point of our gemara was that since the goy is an aris, therefore the goy is working on his own behalf and not working for the Jew, and therefore he could work on Shabbos, and therefore Taisus points out that really the same concept should apply to a goy that's a kablin and is being paid by the job. For example, if a Jew hires a goy and hires a contractor to build a house for him for $100,000, so certainly if the goy wants to do work on Shabbos, then the goy should be able to do so, as the goy is doing that in order to save himself time. No matter when the goy finishes the job, he will be paid the same amount. And Ayin Taisus, where he points out that there is a chilul between where the goy is working within the area where Jews are passing by and where a goy may be working in an area that's outside of a community and outside where people may pass by on Shabbos. And Ayin Taisus, who brings down a machlekes between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbi Yitzchak, and closer to the end of the Taisus, he points out Rabbeinu Tam, afal pi shehakal bikibulos, he was still hichmel atzmai uchishbana besai loyiniach ovdikichavim livnos b'Shabbos afal pi shoyu esim mekabonos. And we will stop over here.